FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A suspected killer who had been on the run for 3 years will stand before a magistrate in Pietermaritzburg tomorrow. The 43-year-old is believed to be one of three assailants who murdered a family in Imbali in February 2022. 53-year-old Reverend Becky Hlela, his 42-year-old wife Ntomfuthi and their children, 15-year-old Spokazi and 24-year-old Siwinile, were shot and killed while sleeping in their home. The KZN Hawks' Sibu Ngane says the suspect was arrested yesterday after they received information about his whereabouts.
The coordinated police teams quickly converged on the suspect's residence in Imbali, executing a warrant of arrest and apprehending him. He was subsequently charged with 4 counts of murder. During the search, the police discovered a licensed firearm belonging to the suspect. The said firearm will be sent for ballistic test to ascertain if it was used in the commission of any crime in the country.
Gauteng's provincial Home Affairs manager has confirmed major damage at the Germiston office following this morning's fire. The building was set alight allegedly by some of the people who were evicted from a nearby housing complex. Provincial manager Mamukubung Moroke says the Housing Administration and Immigration Services sections on the first floor bore the brunt of the blaze. She's told SABC News birth registration documents were damaged and affected individuals will need to reapply. While the client service area for smart IDs and passports was spared, water damage has occurred. The department says mobile service trucks will be sent there tomorrow. A KZN boy who's lived with a disfigured face caused by painful large tumours is recovering from his first life-changing surgery as he waits for the next operation. 10-year-old Alondwe Ngwenya from Bergville was born with neurofibromatosis. It's a genetic condition that causes benign growths in the body. Although not life-threatening, Alondwe's tumours continued to grow in size on the left side of his face and on his foot, affecting his daily life.
And the one in his face was very disfiguring, and he was 9 years old, he's in school, he's got a normal brain, a normal intellect, but because of this tumour, it made him feel psychologically like there was something wrong with him.
Last year, the boy's mother, Ntomfuthi Khumalo, reached out for help, and word got to Anil Madhuri, a professor of plastic surgery practicing at the Chief Albert Luthuli Hospital and Netcare Umhlanga Hospital. In June, Dr. Madhuri led a team of specialists who performed a 4-hour-long procedure on Alondwe.
His ear was hanging down in his neck, so we had to elevate his ear and bring it up. We had to remove a lot of the tumor, remove the skin, and remodel the skin back to a bit more of a normal sort of configuration.
The doctor says their work is not quite over. Alondwe will go under the knife again next year with the help of the Netcare Foundation. Alondwe's mom says her son, who loves Kaizer Chiefs and dreams of becoming a lawyer one day, is already doing better. And a new row has erupted between Israel's defense minister and military chief. Minister Israel Katz has reprimanded Lieutenant General Eyal Zamir over appointments made without his approval. Katz says Zamir violated accepted procedure, but in an army statement shortly afterwards, Zamir responded that he was the sole authority authorized to appoint officers from the rank of colonel upwards. Tensions have been simmering for 2 weeks between the military and the executive ahead of a planned expansion of the war in Gaza. Durban 23 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 26, Richards Bay 27.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Proteas have levelled the T20 series against Australia with a 53-run win in Darwin. Benjamin Sesko looking forward to playing for a historic club like Manchester United, and the SA Schools rugby side have thrashed Ireland 45-5 earlier today.